To you, Kim.
Well, Sonny, I understand your opening move is Uganda chess.
Yes, Kim, we're going to begin in Uganda, where the Disney movie production of The Queen of Katwe about young chess prodigy Fiona Mutesi has sparked new interest in the game. Now children from around the country are taking up chess like never before. Reporter Elizabeth Pola has more for VOA from Kampala.
Enthusiasm for chess has been on the rise in Uganda ever since Disney started filming The Queen of Katwe. The movie follows the life of Fiona Mutesi, who made it from the slums to become one of Uganda's best and youngest chess players. This publicity has had a noted impact on Uganda's chess federation, as enrollment has doubled in recent months. Once a game played primarily in cities, chess has expanded its reach, with children in rural communities becoming interested in the game. Unable to afford their own chess boards, kids will often create their own set out of soap figurines or bottle caps and play against their classmates. Caxton Rogers Kalule, the publicity specialist for the Ugandan Chess Federation, has been playing the game for 17 years. He now finds himself traveling across the country teaching chess to youths. However, he says, chess is more than just a simple board game. Rather, it teaches people how to think, focus, and understand strategy. For this reason, one of the Federation's many focuses are vulnerable kids.
In the not too near future, we want to be like chess, like being played like in every district across the country, especially in these densely populated slum areas. Because we discovered that chess, we can use chess like to put kids out of the streets.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? For example, even Mutesi was among the kids who were on the street, but it was because of chess we had managed to put them together in one place.
Mm-hmm.
And we find that they even started getting interested in going back to school other than going on the street and pickpocketing, those kind of things. Then, with time, we really hope that we shall have a very, very positive impact on the society around the country.
It's also a unifying game, as players do not need to share the same culture, gender, or even language to enjoy playing together. Matthew Sanko, one of the newest members of the Ugandan national team, says chess expands into every reach of his life, helping him decide on everything from business to marriage.
It's a romantic game. I attach everything to it. I take it like a business. I take it like a movie. I can lift it and put it in every aspect of life. Chess affects my lifestyle. It affects my dress code. It affects my music. In business, I can say, now my king, it's me. I'm the managing director. My queen, you know, I can have managers. Down here, there's major pieces. I can have casual laborers. Or I can make it a war tactic.
The U.S. Embassy in Kampala has also put together a beginner's team and received a massive outpouring of interest from the community. However, funding for chess programs still remains a challenge in Uganda. Airline tickets to Olympiads or championships must be donated, and many players end up spending their own money to compete internationally. Yet for chess lovers in Uganda, cost comes secondary to their love of the game. Elizabeth Pola, VOA News, Kampala, Uganda.
Joining us once again on the sunny side of sports from Johannesburg is David Legg, our African football guru. Good evening, David.
Thank you, Sonny.
In African club football, David, fans across the continent looking forward to another round in the CAF Champions League and CAF Confederation Cup tournaments. We've reached the last 16 stage in both competitions. Let's begin with the Champions League, David. And how about the fixtures?
Right, Sonny, we've got USM Alger of Algeria against Kaloum of Guinea. I'm tipping USM Alger to win that first leg and also to win the tie. Sanga Belendi of DR Congo against Al Hilal of Sudan. Sanga have been one of the surprise packets. They beat teams from Angola, and then they beat Cotton Sport of Cameroon, who've been doing well in recent years. And I actually give them the edge over Hilal, although Hilal definitely have got a lot more experience. These are good times, in fact, for the DR Congo, Sonny. All four clubs from that country are still in contention, two in the Champions League and two others in the Confederations Cup. Sudan have two teams in the Champions League. Their other team, El Merrekh, are at home to Esperance of Tunisia. I feel this is going to be more bad news for the Sudanese because Esperance, to me, are a side that traditionally get at least to the group stage, and they do look to me stronger over two legs than El Merrekh. Then you've got El Ulma of Algeria against CS Sfaxien of Tunisia. And there's a lot of North African teams, as you'll notice, in this last 16 stage. El Ulma have scraped through their match against Ashanti Kotoko. Sfaxien, on the other hand, were very impressive when they hammered Samasi Sokoto 5-0 in Togo in the first leg. And I give CS Sfaxien a good chance, Sonny, of getting through to the group stage. AC Leopards of Congo Brazzaville against Smouha of Egypt. Now, Smouha are new kids on the block. When you think of Egypt and you think of the Champions League, it's normally Al Ahly and Zamalek. And no surprise, Ahly have won it a record 8 times and Zamalek have won it 5 times. But this time Zamalek didn't make it, and this team, Smouha, from Alexandria, the port city in the north of the country, they've already knocked out Enyimba of Nigeria, so they've got good credentials. AC Leopards, they've been doing well in Africa in recent years. And this one, Sonny, is a difficult one to call. But I'm going to go perhaps against the tide slightly here and go with Smouha. Next up would be Maghreb Tetouan of Morocco against Al Ahly. Another tricky one, Sonny. I'll go with Al Ahly to scrape through. Yet another big tie is Raja Casablanca of Morocco against Anton Setif of Algeria, who are the defending champions. In the previous round, Raja eliminated Kaizer Chiefs of South Africa. And boy, did they get good support in Casablanca in the return match. A crowd of up to 70,000 packed into the Stade Mohammed V to roar on the team known as the Green Devils. Well-organized side, and they've got some sharp finishers in their team. Setif had a pretty comfortable victory over Real Banjul of the Gambia. Tough one this, Sonny. Really tough one. I'm going to go with Raja to edge the Setif side out of the competition. And then finally, Stade Malien of Mali against TP Mazembe of the DR Congo. Mazembe, 4 times African champions, and I feel that they will be slight favourites to win that tie. The first leg is on April 17, 18 and 19, and the return match is on May 1, 2 and 3. And a reminder to our listeners that the winners qualify for group stages, where the 8 clubs will be split into 2 groups of 4. But it's not all over for the losers. They will go into the playoffs in the CAF Confederations Cup against the CAF Confederation Cup last 16 winners. So the winners go into the group stages and the losers down to the CAF Confederation Cup.
And speaking of the CAF Confederation Cup, David, how about a preview of the last 16 in that tournament?
Right, Sonny, you've got Ons Creatures of Mali. That's 11 creators. I've had 4 or 5 emails recently about a team from Mali who are competing in Africa for the first time. So they're a creative bunch, these guys. And they're up against the far more experienced ASEC Mimosas of Ivory Coast, who will be favorites to win that tie. In another West African showdown, you've got Djoliba of Mali against Hearts of Oak of Ghana. Hearts of Oak were under a lot of fire within Ghana before the CAF Confederation got kicked off. Former stars of the club and also the national team said the Hearts lacked quality and their competing in Africa was a waste of money. Well, Hearts have silenced their critics. They had home and away wins in the previous round over in Gore of Senegal. And they'll put up a good fight, I believe, against Djoliba of Mali. And this one's tough to call. But given the fact that Hearts have won 3 matches and drawn 1, and they're proving to be not such a waste of money after all, I'm going to give them slight edge there. CAF Algeria play Club Africain of Tunisia in an all-North African tie. Club Africain have not actually kicked the ball yet in the competition, although we've had 2 rounds. They had a bye in the first round, and then Dolphins of Nigeria arrived late in Tunisia and were disqualified. So we don't really know the form of Club Africain at this stage, but I would make them favorite. Warring Wolves of Nigeria, they're at home to the free-scoring Etan Chieti from DR Congo. Now, the Congolese hit Al Ahly Shendi of Sudan for 5 in Kinshasa in the previous round, So they're coming with some good form, but nevertheless, I think the Wolves can win this tie over two matches. A famous name, Zamalek of Egypt, up against Fuz Rabat of Morocco. Fuz, previous winners of the Confederation Cup. Zamalek competing in the Confederation Cup for the first time, and they get my tip to advance from that North African derby. Munana of Gabon take on Orlando Pirates of South Africa. Munana are the top scorers so far in the Confederation Cup. They've banged in 12 goals in four matches, an average of three a game. But they're up against by far their toughest opposition so far in Orlando Pirates, former African champions. And I would make the Soweto Buccaneers slight favourites to advance. Young Africans of Tanzania, the only East African side left in the competition. They're up against the Etoile Sahel of Tunisia, another former winner of the Confederation Cup. And when East and North clash, Sonny, it does tend to go in favour of the North. And finally, you've got my heroes, I guess it is, of the competition. Royal Leopard, that's the police team from Swaziland. They're up against V-Club from the Democratic Republic of Congo. This one looks like a bit of a mismatch. V-Club last year reached the final of the Champions League and were beaten only on the away goal rule by Anton Sertif. Royal Leopard, on the other hand, are trying to create history and become the first club from Swaziland to make the playoffs of the CAF Confederation Cup. Sadly, I think the Congolese will emerge victorious. Same date, Sonny, as the Champions League. First legs, April 17, 18 and 19. Return matches, May 1, 2 and 3. The losers are eliminated from the competition, and then the winners will play the losers of the Champions League last 16 ties.
Thanks, David. That's our African football guru, David Legg, speaking with us once again from Johannesburg, South Africa. I'm VOA's Sonny Young, and that's the sunny side of sports. Back to Kim Lewis.